You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Boston Red Sox with MLB.com's Red Sox beat reporter Ian Brown. Ian, it sounds like there's suddenly a little actual worry about Koji Uehara. What exactly is his situation at the moment?
It's very interesting because, you know, a few days ago, John Farrell said that he fully expected Koji to be ready for opening day. And on that same day, Koji said, you know, this is going to be a close call. I'm not sure if I'm going to be ready. And it turns out that maybe Koji was right because now John Farrell is saying, you know, we're concerned about this because he still hasn't thrown off a mound. He's been throwing long toss. So it looks like he's going to go into the last week of camp having only thrown three Grapefruit League games. So John Farrell is talking, you know, do we have him pitch three times in the last week, or do we not want to do too much too soon? So right now I think there's a good chance that he starts the season on the DL.
For a guy who has a somewhat colorful health history, is it maybe more essential to make sure not to push him, to make sure that he gets his regular routine and doesn't ramp up too fast?
Yeah, I think there's definitely some thinking to that. I mean, this is a guy who turns 40, you know, at the beginning of April. And, you know, maybe in some ways it's good to save some bullets because you're going to need this guy more late in the season than early in the season, I think. So just to kind of pace him and have him get through the year so he can still close games for you late in the season.
What is plan B early in the season, both in the ninth inning, but also just if he's on the DL, that's a bullpen spot that opens up?
Yeah, John Farrell's been saying all along that plan B for saves is Edward Mujica. And Eddie actually seemed, last year he seemed more engaged when he was kind of pitching in the ninth inning. And he did pretty well when they pitched him in those save situations. So I think that as long as he's healthy at the end of camp and he's pitching well, he'll get the save opportunities. But it's going to put guys like Alexi Agando, he's going to be put in a more prominent spot. And, you know, John Farrell was saying a few days ago that aside from Mookie Betts, he thought Alexi Agando had been the most pleasant thing he'd seen in camp. So that's really a good sign for where they are. And the other interesting thing is Matt Barnes, their starting pitching prospect. They've kind of switched him to the bullpen during camp here. And if Koji starts the year on the DL, I think there's a real strong chance that Matt Barnes earns a spot on this bullpen, at least to start the season. You get a look at how his stuff plays up in those short inning stints.
On the more positive side, Rusnik Castillo is back, is playing. It's very early, but what have you seen from him in the limited amount of time he's been in the field?
Well, the first thing that kind of cracks me up about the whole Rusnik Castillo thing is just how reactionary people get about small sample sizes. And I'm talking mainly about fans, and they're excited. But then he comes in and he hits a home run in his first at-bat of spring training. So it's almost like you go from, oh, you know, they can just start the season with Castillo in the minor leagues to, you know, they have to find a spot for him. So, yeah, I mean, I think they are excited about Castillo. There's a reason the Red Sox made the investment in him. They did, and he's looked good coming out of the gate. So everything is encouraging with him. It's just a clear question of, you know, is there enough space for him to be on the roster? Something has got to give with this outfield. You know, right now you have six guys right now for five spots, and Hanley, Mookie, Victorino, Nava, Craig, and Castillo. One of those guys is not going to be on the team, and you know Hanley's on the team. You know Mookie's on the team. Interestingly, Daniel Nava is one guy who's guaranteed on this team because he's a left-handed hitter, and they don't have any of those, so he's a really nice fit. And now it's a matter of, you know, Shane Victorino showing you enough durability where he can start the season on the active roster, in the starting lineup, or do you maybe try to convince him, hey, Shane, maybe it's in your best interest to have a little extended spring? Alan Craig, he's swinging the bat really well. He's kind of looking a lot more like the Alan Craig of old than the guy we saw last year, which really nobody recognized. Do you put him on this team even though he's going to be a 200 at-bat guy, or do you see what you can get for him with a trade? I mean, it seems to me teams everywhere are looking for run producers. So, you know, what could you get maybe for Alan Craig in a trade? And then you have enough spots in your roster where both Castillo and Victorino can be on the team.
One other bat that obviously doesn't play outfield but still fits into some of these equations is David Ortiz. And I think it would have seemed absurd to think that he might not be ready for the opener recently. We're still 2 weeks away, but it's such a weird situation with this whatever physical issue is he's dealing with. Where is he at?
Yeah, David had some dehydration, and then he had, you know, they said that led to some soreness in some of his other joints, whether it's his legs or his ankles or exactly what it is. I asked John Farrell point blank if it was the Achilles that bothered him so much a couple years ago, and he said no. So, you know, David is kind of in the same boat as Koji, where he's pushing 40 years old. He's 39 right now, and you got to kind of take care of him big picture, not worry so much about the little steps. You know, right now they're saying David is going to be ready opening day, but they said that about Koji last week, so things can change. I think the key will be to see if David can get into games again starting towards the end of this week, and then if he can just sort of ramp back up. I think a lot of position players, you know, sometimes they hit a wall about halfway through camp, and then they like to really ramp it up that last week. So as long as he passes all those tests, I fully expect he'll be in Philadelphia
for, one full for second,
April
please.
6th.
It does sound like Joe Kelly is progressing normally and nicely, but you always worry a little bit with a situation like that. Is there any reason to worry that he might not be good to go?
Joe Kelly said he was worried at first when he first felt that injury because he did have a biceps thing before, but it wasn't quite this severe. But he was relieved the way it cleared up a few days later. So now he's pretty encouraged. But it's just a matter of you don't want to skip any steps in spring training. You don't want to rush it and then cause another injury. So right now I think that there's a pretty decent chance Kelly starts the year on the DL. And granted, that might he could still be activated like the sixth game of the season. So he's only going to pitch, you know, a day or two later than he would have anyway. But they're going to just keep an eye on this. They feel pretty good now about the stable of depth they have in the rotation. So they're gonna see what Kelly does when he pitches later this week and probably one more time before camp ends. And just make sure everything's right, you know, before you put him in that rotation to start the season.
But it sounds like they probably, if this goes as expected, would not need another starter. Is that correct?
Right. The Red Sox don't need a fifth starter until the sixth game of the year because they have that off day the day after opening day. So they could bring Clay Buchholz back. Buchholz could pitch both the first and fifth game of the season, and that could line Kelly up for the sixth game of the year. So right now they're not planning on needing another starter.
All right. Well, Ian Brown, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.